Good evening and welcome to Agar Meditation. And today we have a topic which is convergence of the triad. Convergence essentially means where everything comes together. And the triad we mean is the body, the mind with the senses, and the Atma, the consciousness, the three of them converging together. During the season of the Prayag, this is what is most important, where the convergence of the triad happens. So that's the most important aspect. It's not about going to Prayag. It's not about taking bath. That's one part of it. But what is most important is converging all these three aspects, that is the body, the mind with the senses, and the Atma into one, is what is convergence of the triad. That's most important. So today, let us experience through these practices the convergence of our body, our mind and senses, and the Atman at the Bro Center. So that's where the three nadis, the Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna, which is also called as Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati, the three nadis converge. That's what we are going to experience today. So welcome everyone to today's session, where we are going to experience convergence of the triad. So to start with, we will do the maypole, but today we'll do it differently. I would want you to experience everything from your Bro Center, and that's where you're going to focus all of your energies today. So now, if you will, think, imagine, or visualize, or feel a golden circle around you. You are in its center. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. As I told you earlier, I want you to visualize and experience this Bro Center from the center, this golden circle from the center of your Bro. So experience the golden circle from your Bro Center. You can move your index finger around in a counterclockwise direction on any surface, whether it is in the air, whether it's on a desk, whether it's on your thigh, wherever. Move your index finger in a counterclockwise direction so you can visualize the golden circle around you. And I want you to visualize it from your Bro Center. Now, to intensify this seclusion, pulling away from the crowd and to be by yourself, so you want to integrate yourself with the Atman. Pull the golden circle to form a cylinder. In front of you, think, visualize, imagine, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. Again, I would want you to invoke your attention to the Bro Center. And from here, I want you to visualize this tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere, which represents your higher consciousness. And now, in your inner scene, walk up from your seat and towards this pole. Hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Again, focus on your brow center as you receive this relaxing energy into your brow center and let it flow through your entire being. And as you breathe out, let it take away all the restlessness, anxiety, mental clutter, mental disturbance, anything that you need to release. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy, again focusing on your brow center. Let it flow through your entire being and let it take away any pain and distress, any discomfort, any anger, animosity that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Again, draw this energy from the brow center. Let it travel through your entire being. As you breathe out, let it take away all your negative thoughts, negative memories, negative feelings, negative experiences. Ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in, again through your brow center. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of laziness that you may be carrying in any part of you. Ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon. It's unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in through the bro center, let it flow through your entire being. As you breathe out, let go of everything negative from the past. And now bring your attention to the brow center. Ask your higher consciousness to converge your senses to the brow center. Converge the breath to the brow center. Converge the mind to the brow center. And as you breathe in, just drag your awareness all the way to the brow center and just keep focusing there. The eyeballs can be either upward or downward. As you're breathing, just focus your attention at the brow center. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. When we talk about converging our breath, our mind, and the senses, we're essentially converging all our senses to the brow center, which means that your hearing is converging at the brow center. Your breathing is converging at the brow center. Every time you taste something in your mouth and you swallow, you are taking it to the brow center. Every time you are listening, you're listening from the brow center. Converging your senses, converging your mind, converging all your activities to the brow center is such a powerful practice. And now let us just get back to the practice to attempt justice. Now, as you are swallowing, as you are hearing, as you are listening, as you are breathing, as you are thinking, I want you to just focus on just one point at the brow center and direct all actions through that place. As you're breathing to start with, as you're breathing, let it travel through your brow center. And now you can forcefully swallow and see how that travels through the placenta. Swallow the saliva in the mouth. As you hear any environmental sounds or sounds of vehicles or honking, just bring it all to the placenta. Slowly come back to conscious awareness. Now, can any one of you tell me what is the difference between your normal breathing and when you direct through the placenta? What is the difference? Can anyone tell me? Yes, Dr. Janardhan.
Oscar, sir. If you take from the head, feel like a expansion.
Okay. Ravi Kumar?
Yeah, namaste, doctor. So when we breathe through the brow center, it's very smooth, shuttle, very slow. Yeah, it's very... no disturbance at all. So it's very kind of very calm and very silent. Okay. No sensation at all. Yeah.
Right. Thanks. Okay. Anyone else? Yes. Yes, Dr. Parvati.
Good evening, Doctor.
Yeah. Good evening, Basha. Please tell.
Yes, while focusing the brow center, and my breath rate starts very slow. And I can be able to completely feel the breath. It's going in and going out. It's sound. It's completely, I'm able to consciously watching it. It's a kind of feeling.
Right. Right. So anyone else? The point is with the breath, when we direct it to the brow center, there's so many possibilities. The mind just slows down. The most important thing is the mind slows down. When the mind slows down, the thoughts become lesser. When thoughts become lesser, you are more empty and less full. And that's the practice. As you converge in the brow center, your thoughts go on reducing. With regular practice, you will see that you will have absolutely no thoughts. Absolutely no thoughts. There'll be complete blankness. That's what you'll explain. I'm sure there might be some who just don't want to break this continuum at this moment and they don't want to talk. They just want to continue to experience. But this is what happens when you converge your mind, your senses. The reason why we have to converge the mind and the senses is because our sense of hearing, our sense of smell, our sense of taste, they all have intertwined and they are confusing us. So we just have to converge them at the Brow Center and not let them disturb us, which is why we converge our mind and our thoughts, our feelings, our senses at the Brow Center. Let's get back to the practice now and just continue this. This is just getting so intense. So let us again converge at the Brow Center. Again, sit straight. Do not lean against the backrest. Eyeballs up or down. Every breath converges to the Brow Center. Every thought converges to the Brow Center. Every word that's spoken converges to the Brow Center. Every word you listen to converges to the Brow Center. Slowly come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes when you're ready. Shivaratri. Through this whole period of the Prayag, which culminates on the 26th, today, 22nd, 24th, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, let us throughout the day and night as much as possible converge our thoughts, our feelings, our tastes, our smell, sound, all of it through the Brow Center. Converging everything through the Brow Center will bring maximum focus. It'll increase focus and attention, and you will see how, through this simple practice, your focus and attention in your meditations will also improve manifold. This is the real convergence, where we converge the body, mind, senses, all of it with the Atman at the Brow Center. Continue to focus your breath, your awareness, your senses at the Brow Center. If your thoughts are clouding the mind, make sure your eyes are oriented, positioned either upward or downward. through the day, try to focus your attention at the breath center. You'll see automatically the number of words you speak, the number of sentences you speak will start reducing. Every time you feel that you are losing your temper, focus your attention at the breath center. You will see that your tempers will calm down faster. Refuse to get away from this center of awareness. Continuously, consistently keep your focus and attention at the breath center. For beginners, this may be intoxicating. Come back to conscious awareness. Open your eyes when you're ready. Do you have any questions? We'll continue to stay in this awareness and we will end this call silently. Thank you so much for attending this session. We'll connect next week at 5:30 p.m. Until then, have a beautiful weekend.